Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff Hemback with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi in tonight, Game 2 against St. Paul, joined by Sounds outfielder Brewer Hicklin. And Brewer, I thought if there was going to be some hail and some rain delays, it was going to happen in Toledo, not here in Nashville. Although now the blue sky is out, maybe tonight's going to be a good night.
That's the plan, yeah. It was 50 degrees in Toledo, and I saw the forecast was set for 80 on Monday, so I thought it was going to be a nice warm week, but it's turned to be a little bit wet. But nonetheless, we're out here playing baseball, and we're excited to get in front of the fans here in Nashville.
Well, it's a game predicated on sample sizes. You guys have only played four games. However, it looks like you're off to a nice start. How do you feel so far?
I feel good. I mean, anytime you can start the season on a high note, it's always important. But with any season of 150 games, you're going to have highs, you're going to have lows. And so I try to just keep an even keel and just remain steadfast in my work regardless of the results and just stick to the process. And that's something that has gotten me to where I am in my career and hopefully will continue to help me have success on the field.
A wild finish last night as you set the table in the eighth inning and Yanni hits one down the line. Describe that inning from your vantage point.
Yeah, going into first up to bat against a guy, he had a good splitter, and typically splitters are not my cup of tea, so I was really just forcing and trusting my plan and process going up there, and he left one up a little bit and stayed through it, started us off, and then ended up stealing second, getting a walk, and then Yanni with the big hit to put the guys ahead and get three outs and go home a little later than we anticipated, yeah. But it was a good win.
Your combination of power and speed that you've had several 30 steal seasons in your career. We know you got the power. Describe your offensive game and how you're basically looking to do both whenever the situation's going to present itself.
Absolutely. I think that's something that makes me unique. You know, getting a little bit older now, so I have to be a little bit more intentional with the times that I really want to use my legs, but it's something that I put a lot of pride in. I mean, I'm a football guy by trait. I grew up wanting to play college football. Was fortunate enough to play college football. So it's really, for me, just the motto that I have. And every time I step in between the white lines, I act like it's the last game that I'll ever play. I try not to take games for advantage of them, and I go out there and try to compete to the best level that I know. And that's something that my parents instilled in me at a very early age. It's go out there and give it your best and live with the result, and that gives me peace at the end of the day and knowing that I went out there and tried to contribute the best that I could to help my team win.
We'd seen you in prior years with Omaha. You came up with the Royals, got to the major leagues a couple of years ago, and then late last year, for the first time in your career, you were with somebody else, acquired by the Phillies. Now you signed with the Brewers. What with Milwaukee, as you went into the offseason, turned out to feel like a fit for you?
Yeah, it was from the get-go. They were somebody that really was on our radar. They were really impressed with some of the changes that I made in 2023. And so we felt like they valued me. And we kind of went through the list of teams and narrowed it down from, you know, 8 to 5 to 3, and then finally down to the last two. And the Brewers just seemed to be a good fit. They were excited about what I had with the power and the speed, and they felt like they had some analytic stuff that could help me in my outfield play and take that to the next level. And so that's kind of what the fit was. And I knew, worst case, if I didn't make the team out of camp, which it turned out I didn't, I'd be in Nashville, which is 2 hours from home. So yeah, it really seemed to kind of line up, and I'm thankful to be here, and I'm just excited to continue to get to know the people in the community. I've heard nothing but great things, and they run a first-class organization here.
Well, what you described with trying to get better is just, to me, another reminder to the fans that you guys are never a finished product. You're almost working to get better later in your career in some ways than you are early, because you've learned some things along the way.
There's no question. I mean, I think at this point in my career, I really just have this 30,000 feet approach on things, instead of just being so, like, I just look at everything holistically and how can I get better on my base running? How can I get better on my defense? How can I get better at the plate? And that's really what drives me each and every day. It doesn't really matter. Like you said last night, good night, two hits. But it's like, you know, the other two, how can I improve on those? And I don't view failure as failure. I view it as an opportunity to learn and grow. And that's something that I've adapted in my time. And I, you know, it's really helped me evolve as a player. And I think the number one thing is just, like, we get so stuck on results that oftentimes you forget that results are skewed. And so I just focus on the process. If I hit the ball hard and the guy catches it, I've done everything that I can do, and I just try to focus on controlling what I can control, and that gives me peace, and knowing that I'm doing everything that I can to maximize my potential as an athlete And then, you know, on the other side of things, being a good teammate and trying to connect and have relationships in the clubhouse is also a very rewarding part of my game.
Well said, man. Good luck tonight. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Outfielder Brewer Hicklin, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.